What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Woo-hoo-hoo. This is a really fun episode. We have Marianne DeMarco back in the house. Marianne the medium back in the house. One of our most popular episodes was the episode that I did with Marianne on spirit guides. So we decided to bring my very close friend, my dear sister. She's also my medium on speed dial. That is just a very talented psychic medium who is here to teach us how to use our spirit guides to manifest. And we're coming up on my manifesting challenge starting January 1st. So this episode is going to prepare you for bringing in that spiritual connection to have a very highly effective manifesting practice as we go through that challenge on January 1st. So in this episode, you're going to learn what it means to have a spirit guide and how our guides support us. You'll learn how to recognize signs from your spirit guides. This will give you a powerful jumpstart for manifesting everything that you desire in 2023. And it was going to help you really avoid some common manifesting missteps that we make along the way. So tune in, enjoy our most beloved guest back for more with Marianne the medium. Enjoy this big talk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Girlfriend, I love you. I'm so happy to be
here. I love you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Anyone who pressed play on this episode is ready to consider what it might be like to manifest with their spirit guides. So first things first, what does it mean to have a spirit guide and how do they support us?
We should first know that we all have spirit guides. Every single one of us. Nobody is excluded. And the way I describe my spirit guides are this beautiful universal team on the other side who are here to not only guide us, but to help us access our higher selves so that we can understand how to process our guidance. Really our besties on right. The other side. I'm always like, these are my peeps. These are the ones that I'm loving the most. And they always have your back and they're here for you. And you can access communication with them anytime you want.
So we all have our spirit guides. What are some of the ways that we can make that connection and communication with our guides?
First, you want to lean into trust. Before you communicate with your guides, you want to trust that they are there for you. Sometimes that's a blind faith. You have to just go in with the belief system that they are there. Another thing that we can do is lean into gratitude every day. What are you grateful for? This starts a conversation. Waking up every morning, I take a deep breath. And I find gratitude. very specific gratitude, not general gratitude. If I am grateful for the breath in my lungs, I am grateful for the fact, I said this the other morning, my feet touched the ground and I was able to rise up that day, right? I was just grateful for that. I was grateful for this wonderful cup of coffee. This is starting this conversation. You are cueing them to start up a conversation with you.
Why is gratitude a cue to start a conversation with your guides?
It's a cue to start a conversation with your guides because it puts us in the right vibration and mindset in order to receive the most positive guidance that can be. Not only are you being guided, but you're finding the gratitude in that guidance. So you're just accepting the fact that it's happening. As you express gratitude, you're thinking, oh, I'm seeing what you guys are doing. I'm seeing this relationship that we're having and I'm saying yes to it. And here's what I'm acknowledging is going on in my life. That's so wonderful. Even in trying times, even in difficult times, you can do that.
All right. So the more that we lean in that energy of gratitude, the more we are a resonant vibration with those, I like to call them entities, spiritual friends. And a spirit guide is an angel. It could be a deceased family member, right?
Yes. It sets the vibration for receiving the information. Absolutely. Gratitude is a wonderful vibration raiser, right? Just raises us up, puts us into a beautiful frequency space. Once we've done that, yeah, we can understand who they are. They can be many symbolic figures, many different symbolic figures. I've seen all kinds. I've seen Egyptians. I've seen Grecians. I've seen indigenous people. I've seen my loved ones. Loved ones more reassurance than guidance. I am here for you.
Oh, that's a good differentiation.
Yeah, a little different. Guides come in a little bit more directive. Your loved ones with reassurance. I am here for you. I have never left you. We can continue our relationship. Guides a little bit more, you can do this. And here's how I'm going to send you the signs. I'm going to send you the symbols. Show me what you want. We're working out this conversation. We're understanding life path a little bit deeper with our guides.
And they're literally back it up. Guiding you. They're literally guiding you.
Yes, they are guiding you. They are showing you the breadcrumbs. It is your job to pick up those breadcrumbs and say yes. Many people think that's not the case.
That's right. So it's interesting. I think that people think when they're manifesting with the universe, that they're manifesting with the energy of the universe, which is absolutely true. That's an energy field that is guiding us in many ways. But really behind the scenes, it's our guides that are like the cheerleaders, coaches, right? That are really opening those invisible doors, putting us in the elevator with our future boss, or telling us to go onto Bumble at that hour to find our boyfriend. Am I right? Am I right about
that? Yes, you're absolutely right about it. And the key to that is that you chose to get on the elevator that day.
Right.
That's the key. The key is that we have access to that inner knowing, to our inner healing, to our inner guidance, to the choices that we can make. It lies within us. So our guides are saying, you have this information. We're going to help you access it by giving you guidance and signs and symbols. And then you have to act on that. Free will is a big deal in manifestation. So if they're saying to you, take the earlier train today, and you say, I think I'm going to take the earlier train today. You take that train and that got you to the office earlier so that you were on the elevator with your boss and able to strike up a conversation that helped you get that promotion that you were manifesting.
Yeah.
That's the nudge. That's the breadcrumbs.
Yeah. Yeah, I have so many moments in my life where I can just say, oh my God, I was totally meant to be there. That was not
That's
even a
right.
question. I hope you're getting really excited and spiritually connected and ready to manifest for 2023 with this Marianne DeMarco episode. I mean, I love her so much. But let's just take a quick ad break to talk about one of my favorite sponsors that comes to this show, Rothy's. I've been a very big, big devotee of this brand for a long time. I am a shoe girl, but I'm also a comfort girl. And if the shoe hurts, it won't fit in my wardrobe. It just won't fit. And that's why I love Rothy's. You might have heard of Rothy's The Point and The Flat. They also make ultra really comfortable sneakers and loafers and ankle boots, including two new sneaker styles that are in sizes for women and men. When I'm walking around on the streets and I'm wearing these really cute shoes, people are always asking me, where'd you get that? What brand is that? And I'm always like, it's Rothy's, people. What are you waiting for? If you are somebody that is looking for a chic pair of shoes that are comfortable, with all different styles for different seasons. You've got these little cozy merino slippers. They're wool slippers that were just released. I have put in my order, ready to get those to my house. You have all these different styles and different use cases. They're machine washable and they're designed with the planet in mind. Get stylish shoes, versatile and durable, enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Gabby. That's rothys.com/Gabby. There's a really fun fact about me that you probably don't know. I'm a car girl. And there's a car in particular that I love, and I'm really excited that they're a sponsor on the show, and that's the Lexus RX. The Lexus RX is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time and the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was first introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. So they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together. Like, it includes the first ever 500 HF sport performance hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. There's also this amazing element, which is they have the intelligent assistant integration that enables you to control almost every feature with your voice, and it's safe and it's just so much easier. And something that's majorly important to me when I have my little man in the car is to just feel the safety in the car. And that's why I love their pre-collision system that can really slow down the car as it detects a pedestrian in its path. So just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So we have these guides. They're kind of these sideline cheerleaders and coaches opening these doors for us. The more in tune we are with the energy of gratitude, which is the energy of the universe, the energy of love, the energy of abundance, the more we're in alignment with that spiritual energy, the easier it will be for us to hear our guides. That's the key there. And when you said earlier that your guides are saying to you, go get on that train earlier, in what ways would one hear that guidance?
I'm glad that you said hear, because hearing is one way. Feeling is another. Your inner knowing is another. We want to know the clairs. You're clairaudient. What are you hearing? You're a clairsentience. What are you feeling? Are you getting goosebumps? Hair on the back of your neck standing up. Are you in your knowing? Do you just know it to be true? The claircognizance. What are you seeing visually, like a slideshow, clairvoyancy, right? You want to pay attention to all of the senses, everything when you're communicating with your guides and your loved ones on the other side, all of it.
Clairvoyant is seeing visually, like
is
a
seeing,
visual.
Yes, okay, cool. Yes. But your inner, your third eye, right? You also want to pay attention to how they're sending you messages from the outside in. So if you've been thinking about taking a course about writing, because you've been thinking about writing a book, and then all of a sudden, the wonderful Gabby Bernstein puts up something about a masterclass, right? And you're like, oh, I was just thinking about taking a class about that. And then you click it. What's coming in? Are you paying attention then to those signs that are coming? So it's many different ways. You want to open yourself up to all of that, every single way that they can access you and get you to pay attention. They want to get your attention. So yes, it's what you're hearing. It's what you're seeing. It's what you're feeling. It's what's coming at you through repetitive themes, all of that. And the more that we have a relationship with our guides, the more we work with them, the more it becomes really obvious. And then it's instinctual.
Love it. Love it. And like any conversation or relationship, the more we engage in it, the easier it is to connect to it.
Absolutely.
So thinking about it like a conversation, just share a little bit about what that means, because you started the steps of thinking about gratitude, getting into the energy, and then asking, right? How would you open up that dialogue with your guides?
For me, it's a conversation very much like I'm having with you. That's how much I trust them. Be authentically you. It doesn't have to be a very formal practice. I have a lot of students who come to me who are like, I am now going to sit and manifest my guides. And it becomes this very formal thing. I think that's a lot of work. So what I tell my students is just have a conversation with them like you're having with a friend. And then allow that response to come through. The energy might sound like it's coming in your own voice. For me, it is very much a conversation. If I wanted to think about something that I was worried about, let's say for argument's sake, I often access my guides in times of worry. And so I'll say to them, how can you help me here? What is it that I'm not seeing? What can you show me in order to help me heal in this moment? I will hear, sit and do a meditation. Why don't you write about this? Call a friend and talk about it.
I love that language of thank you for revealing to me what I need to know.
Absolutely.
Ugh, I love that. What's so beautiful about that is the thank you is affirming that they're there and that they're hooking you up. It's reinforcing the belief, like you said, at the beginning of the show.
Well, Gabby, if you called a friend and a friend was there for you in your time of need, you would thank them, right? This is the same thing. These are your friends. They know you the best. And expressing gratitude for them is not so much for them. They know you're grateful, but it's really to make that vibrational connection. It reassures that belief system. And not only that, when you start seeing the validation of what they can bring you, it's miraculous. So I'm always saying to my guides, now you guys are just showing off. This is amazing what you could do. So my conversations extend even further where I'm saying, come on, are you guys serious? This was amazing.
Yep.
You showed me exactly what I needed.
And even saying thank you in the request is like me texting you and saying, Marianne, thanks in advance. I know that I need some help here and I know that you're going to help me. It's the assumption and the note. Like, I know that you're one of my best friends. I can call you and be like, thank you so much. Just hook me up right now. It's getting grounded in that belief that there is support right there, right now. And it's not questioning. Who's out there? Who can help me? It's a thank you. You're here. Come help me out. Let's do this.
Yes. And you can add for the greater good of all concerned. So not only are you giving gratitude in advance, which I absolutely love, but you're saying for the greater good. So your ego is in check.
Right.
Right. When you're manifesting, especially, we want to always make sure that ego is in check. I always add for the greater good, including yourself. Sometimes when we're manifesting and it's not happening, we won't express gratitude, but I always feel those are the times to express it the most because you're being protected.
Yeah.
There's something that's coming your way that could possibly be better. So everybody who's out there, who's hardcore manifesting, who's frustrated because it's not happening, even in that moment, we say, thank you.
Especially in that moment, our manifestations aren't working out. All right. Thank you, guides. It's not happening because something better is coming. It's such a different mindset. We always say from the universe has your back, obstacles are detours in the right direction. Rejection is protection. So we can see that when we say thank you, we are reinforcing that it's not working out for a reason. And that's actually great. Let's go into using our guides as a source of showing us the signs that we are indeed on the right track. Because one of the ways that your guides can communicate to you are sending you these messages. It could be a specific sign. It could be just like you said earlier, you've been thinking about writing a book and then boom, you get the sign that Gabby Bernstein has a book course. So these moments of synchronicity and straight up deliverance of the sign, when we're in that place of receiving those signs, if you don't get your sign, that's guidance too. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how we use these relationships with our guides to manifest and how signs would be part of that process.
Signs are a wonderful validation. What I say about signs is ask for it. Try and make it unique. I've talked about asking for peacocks. I've asked for turtles. You can come up with anything that feels good to you. But my biggest thing that I teach about signs is once you ask for it, set it and forget it. Because when you keep asking for the sign, it means you're not trusting your guides.
Mm-hmm. You're playing games with them. You're like,
playing games.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you just show me that turtle one more time?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, it's far more fun to let it happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're happy to deliver. And when they don't, we must accept that as well. We must accept the fact that I haven't seen the sign. And so I'm going to now sit in my inner knowing. Basically, what your guides want you to do is to have this become so instinctual that you have awakened this sense within yourself that you can do this on your own. So they want you to trust them because they're giving you the tools to awaken the light within you, the knowing within you, in order to hear your guidance with more clarity.
Beautiful. I hope you're loving this episode. It's really, really fun for me to talk about this stuff. I just love it. I just love it, love it, love it. And if you haven't heard yet, for the very first time ever, 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 we are doing Dear Gabby live in New York City. You heard it right, my friend. There's literally a handful of tickets left. This thing sold out, almost sold out in 4 days. So there are some straggling tickets out there. And if you're in the New York area, you want to join me live in New York City, December 14th at Town Hall. This is going to be the most kick-ass way to prepare for the new year. So you can just get some special interactive experiences, set yourself up to manifest your wildest dreams, and experience the love of Dear Gabby live on a stage. So you can expect this awesome 30-minute talk on how to effortlessly manifest, plus live audience Dear Gabby Q&As, as you know, unscripted real-time coaching from moi, and guided meditations. I am beyond pumped about this. We nearly sold this out in 4 days. So snag those last minute tickets. Go to deargabby.com/NYC to secure your spot. Tickets are going to be gone very soon. So if you want to join me live, head over to deargabby.com/NYC. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know that therapy has been a focal point of my spiritual and personal growth. I shout from the rooftops on this show that when you want to go deeper, get into therapy. When people want to go bigger in their spiritual life, if they want to go bigger in their personal growth, if you want to heal those root cause conditions that are holding you back from living a life beyond your wildest dreams, then check out BetterHelp Online Therapy. Navigating life challenges can often feel very, very lonely, and I know that personally. And having a therapist is like having a human angel stepping into your life to really help you establish the skills that you need to start to feel more ease and live with more grace and feel more connected to your body and connected to your energy and connected to your intentions. This is a beautiful resource that I guarantee will support you greatly. It's the world's largest online therapy service. BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. And it's affordable. That's the important point that I really want to make here. It's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can switch to a new therapist at any time. It couldn't be simpler. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, no searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/DearGabby. That's betterhelp.com/DearGabby. So how would you go about, it's 1:11 Eastern time.
Yeah, it is. Right. There's our sign.
That's literally, I just looked right up. That's our guides too, right? Because there was a reason for me to be looking at the clock. There's no end for this. We can talk as long as we want.
That's no pressure.
I have nothing after this. Oh, we're good. And I just stare at the clock and it's 1:11. And that's a sign. That's a sign that our guides are with us.
Oh, it's a sign.
Numbers in repeat. What are some other common signs?
Numbers in repeat, coins, feathers, hearts. I hear hearts, butterflies. Oh, I'll tell you a really cool sign. I recently asked for hummingbirds. And when I tell you, I have seen them all over the place, but my husband and I were sitting outside in just casual conversation. And Gabby, I'm even blown away. I do this work and I'm like, you guys are unbelievable. A hummingbird literally hovered over his head.
Yep.
It looked like something out of Mary Poppins. It was like the weirdest thing in validation for what we were discussing right in that moment, which was about making some big moves or not making some big moves. You can get very unique and creative, or you can keep it real simple. But they will also give you signs. I have a lot of people who tell me, why do I wake up at the same time every night? They're not even really understanding why they're seeing something on repeat. And what I say to them in that moment is ask.
Right. Ask.
Ask. What is it that you want me to know in this moment? What is it that I should be receiving? What am I not seeing that I should be seeing that needs to be revealed, that I need to acknowledge? And when you don't understand the sign, ask who what, where, when, why, what is it that you need me to recognize in this moment? And this is really important. Please interpret your signs in the most positive of ways. I've had a lot of people say to me, Marian, I see 9/11 all the time. Does that mean an emergency? Does that mean something bad is going to happen? And I'll say to them, no, it's a call to action. Your guides are not here to scare you. They are here to provide the most loving and powerful guidance. And yes, sometimes they're going to get your attention by using very specific signs in order to do that. But make sure that you always go with the most positive of interpretations for yourself.
And while they're not there to scare you, they are there to protect you. So there may be those messages of, I remember when I was, this is a big one. I remember when I was younger, my first career from 21 to 25, I ran a PR company representing nightclubs. And that nightclub industry is very dark. And I remember I would go in to pitch new business. That was, of course, the salesperson and running my business. And I went in one day to a bar, and I remember the guy showing me around the bar, and he cornered me in this back area, and I heard really loud, almost like an audible voice, go right, like turn right. At which point I turned right, and that was actually back out to the bar. And at that point I was like, okay, I'm good. I'll talk to you later. I left. And it was as if some energy presence intervened to move me in another direction.
Absolutely happens.
Yes, happens a lot.
It's completely powerful. I was driving. This is one of the first times I ever heard spirit driving. I heard pull over. There's going to be an accident. I randomly pulled over. The accident happens in front of me. That type of guidance is usually quick, to the point. Don't get on that train. Make that left. Go here. And that to me is the strongest sense of guidance you can get. Your job is to not question it. The fact that you didn't question it and you allowed your inner knowing to marry that, to match right up with it and say, oh, I'm going to turn left and I'm out of here. It all happens at the same time. There's an amazing synchronicity that goes on at those moments. And your guides are absolutely there to provide it. That can be angelic as well, are happy to intervene, angelic guides.
How do you know it's an angelic guide?
That's just my interpretation. And I heard so many stories through so many readings of people who have been in accidents and have seen angelic figures next to them and that have said, everything's going to be okay. Or I just feel like in those emergency moments, in those moments of true fear, that angelic guides or higher level energy guides are there for you. And you don't really need to worry about, you don't need to access them. They're just going to show up. So everybody has them.
So we're manifesting. The new year is coming. People are going to do the 21-day manifesting challenge with me. How can they enhance that 21-day challenge or whatever manifesting work they're doing in the new year with their guides? How can they invite their guides into the process? How can their guides, because their guides are, like we said, always behind the scenes, guiding you, leading you, showing you synchronicity. But how can we elevate that support in our manifesting journey this new year?
In a new year, I love something that's a little bit more tangible. So let's write our manifestations down. Let's make them very specific. Let's not generalize. Don't generalize your manifestations. Get really into it. Get very specific. And know that you are now writing a letter to your guides. This is basically a note to them. And it's saying, here's what I'm looking to do for this new year. Please know that while you're writing that you are worthy of these manifestations. Give yourself permission to feel that. And be very specific. If you want a job, be very specific about what type of job. Know, however, that your guides are going to come with the breadcrumbs that might lead up to that. So we're doing this with a feeling of hopefulness, not expectation. That's very important. Manifestations, sometimes we can expect them to come through. And I always feel that leads to disappointment. But rather, let's do hopefulness this way. There's no disappointment. And we know that we're being directed in the way for the greater good of all concerned, including ourselves.
Okay. And so when you're working with your guides to manifest, is there a specific way to communicate? Is there something we can expect our guides to be doing during the manifestation process? I think a lot of people, if they've been around here, hearing me say, thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion for entering into this manifestation or entering into this situation. Now we can invite them in, but then what should we expect from them other than signs?
You should expect to feel their presence. You should expect to hear them very clearly. Okay. You're going to question and think it's your own voice. It's not. That's very important. If you want to sit in a meditation, I do something called a temple meditation in Media Mentor. And if you do that meditation, it really helps you with the visualization. You're accessing that third eye as well. And so you can hear and see what it is that your guides want to show you. Your guides are showing up as a support team. So we have to go and meet them. Their vibration is up here. So every time that we're raising our frequency up, they're going to come down a little bit and meet us there. So we have to have an active role in meeting up with them. And developing a consistent spiritual practice is key to that. They want you to do that. This way, we can condition a beautiful relationship with them, but we also develop more of that trust. This is very important when it comes to what they can do for you. We have to allow them in a very consistent way so that they then can show up for us and we can acknowledge it. It becomes a mutual relationship. Yes, they're always there for us, but if we're not showing up for them and giving them access and honoring our spiritual practice, it's going to be interrupted all the time. We'll start questioning it. We want to be consistent in that. That's how they can really, I think, work at their finest.
Beautiful. If somebody wants to really amp up that manifesting practice through their spiritual foundation, I have two free manifesting meditations that we give away. So you guys can go now to deargabby.com/free meditations and you can get those two free manifesting meditations and do exactly what Marianne's saying, which is tune into that energy frequency and do it daily. Do it as often as you can, because that connection is what's going to open up the floodgates for more guidance to come through.
Yeah. And visualize. Use your imagination. Let them access that third eye. So if you sit down and you want to do a visualization about a relationship that you're trying to manifest or working on your relationship and you want to manifest different things first, I want you to envision that partner. And I want you to surround both of you with the nourishing words or adjectives that are needed in order to enhance that relationship. And let your guides start to fill in the blanks. Mm. So if you're in the middle of this visualization and you're thinking romance, romance, and we need a little bit more romance, and all of a sudden you start to see a getaway weekend that you weren't thinking about, that is your guides showing you something to help you both out.
Mm. Beautiful.
You can do that with anything, jobs, health. Envision it and let them start to fill in the blanks. You're not trailing off out of a meditation. Don't think it's a trail off. You're not getting distracted when that happens. What they're doing is they're showing you the guidance through visualization.
Would you sit down to your meditation and say, all right, guys, I'm going to do this visualization meditation. Thank you for filling in the blanks.
Sure. Okay. Yes, I'm very direct with my guides, as you know, Gabby. Mm-hmm. Right. So if I'm ready to manifest something, I'm like, all right, guys, let's sit down. Let's get to work. Show me what it is that I need to do. Here's what I'm thinking. And then this becomes this joint effort. And I always say, you're the CEO of your spirituality. So go in and have a meeting with your guides and let them work out those contracts. Let them see what it is that you want. They already know where you're headed. They want to hear you acknowledge it so they can help you get there.
I love that. They know where you're headed. They want to help you acknowledge it so that they can help you get there.
Absolutely.
Ooh, nice way of telling that story. Beautiful. So I also think another way that they can tell you how to get there is through writing, free writing. The same way with a visualization, you could ask them to fill in the blanks with a writing exercise of just opening your journal and at the top of the page. I like to say this one thing. Thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion. And you journal about whatever the topic might be, the romance and the relationship or the job or whatever. And then the guides can come in as a stream of consciousness and they can come in to give you information, new words. Sometimes your hand starts to change.
Absolutely. Automatic writing, you'll change penmanship for sure. And if you find that you are journaling your manifestation where you're saying things like, for the greater good and with most gratitude, I want to do more public speaking so that I may serve the masses in a different way, that I may give healing messages. And if you turn that around and you say you will do more public speaking because you are going to serve the masses with more healing messages. Now you're hearing your guidance. Your journaling is them speaking to you.
So it would flip naturally, right? That's what happens to me. So I'm writing. Thank you, whatever. This is what I want. And then all of a sudden I hear things like, dear daughter of the light. You're going to hear sort of Duolingo.
Yes.
The language changes. It's like a different voice. Yeah.
It is.
Mine speak to me really heady. One thing that they always say to me is let love in. Let love in. They repeat
that over
and over and over again.
Dear one. They often say, dear one.
Yeah, dear one. Yes.
And then you can always write from your loved ones as well. And you'll hear their voice. You'll hear their personality that comes through. It's so amazing. And you can be able to continue that relationship on. And I love doing that because you'll hear those beautiful words of reassurance that you might be looking for.
I love that. Beautiful words of reassurance. I actually wanted to circle back to why I say I welcome the guidance of the highest truth and compassion. We can be a magnet to attract different voices. We want to open the door with a lot of clarity. I'm only inviting in to my party really high level, well-intentioned guidance.
I'm so happy you said that because that is exactly why you have to be consistent in your spiritual practice, that you need to learn how to open yourself up with positive modalities that you know are going to keep that frequency in that higher good zone. When we dabble, we are inconsistent.
Right.
Our frequency can drop and it can raise and it can drop and it can raise, which can make for a very trickster-like vibe where you're not really hearing what it is that you need because you're back and forth, or you can be putting your ego into the writing and writing what you want to hear instead of what you need to hear. Writing that helps keep that frequency right where you need it.
You can create the spiritual energetic boundaries with the intention that you set for the communication. If we're all over the place, who knows what we're calling in, right? Or if we're in an ego place of, I got to play magic tricks with the universe, let's check that, reorganize that.
Oh, yeah. If you're not feeling well, if you're tired, if you have a spiritual hangover, if you're low in those moments, maybe writing's just not your jam right then and there. So you can ask spirit, look, I know I'm in this lower frequency right now, or I'm not feeling so well. What is it that I can do? And you will hear breath work, meditate, hydrate, go for a walk, pray.
Yeah.
So they'll give you your own spiritual prescription in order to connect with them. And remember, you don't have to distinguish who they are in those moments. That's a lot of work.
Mm.
If you just go to source, whatever that is for you, that's all you need in that moment. I always tell people, don't work so hard to know who they are if you don't have that wherewithal. If you're not in that moment, just trust that they are there.
And you never have to know specifically who they are. So I see guides, spirit guides, angels, deceased family members as a bridge to source, to God, to the universal energy. So they speak on behalf of that universal energy. They vibrate at that frequency and they're there to be like, knock, knock, grab you by the hand and walk you over the bridge from your fear-based perceptions back to the love of God, universe, whatever you believe in, source. So they're guiding you to thoughts of love. They're guiding you to thoughts of inspiration. They're guiding you to support, all of which is source, is God. So if you ever want to know what you're really being guided to, you're not being guided to the boyfriend. You're being guided to the God within you that becomes a super attractor for that boyfriend.
The God within you. Beautiful. The light is within us. We are part of the light. It is not something that is outside of ourselves. This is something that lives within us. We are made in the likeness of source. We are made in the likeness of light. We're part of the equation. They want us to access these higher feelings of self, love, safety, whatever it is for you. Saying that it's within, it's so important that people understand that. I have many people thinking that they're not worthy of it or they can't access it because it's something so larger than themselves, when in actuality, it's not. And that's what your guides are trying to show you. They're working really hard to say, oh, you just forgot. You are part of it. We're all in this together. So they're really trying to just help us access it and wake us up.
And that comes back to the belief that the guides are always guiding you towards what you need, but not always what you think you want. And this is an important distinction for when you're manifesting with guides, because you might go into it thinking, okay, I've got these guides now. They're going to just make happen for me and take over and get me the boyfriend and help me get to this and help me get to that. And yes, they're helping you get to what you desire, but what they're really doing is helping you realign with love, realign with source. And when that happens, then you are automatically a super attractor for the relationship, the job, the health, the wealth, the baby, the whatever it might be. So when manifesting with your guides, yes, you can ask them for support, but the biggest thing is use them as a direct hand leading you on the path back to the truth within you, which is the love within you, the God within you. And your guides are also speaking through people. We can often receive guidance from friends. It may be that your friend just gives an intuitive hit to tell you about a book, and that book is then the book that helps you get sober. And so your guides as an individual are working through loved ones, friends, maybe even strangers on the street to deliver a message. And you too, whoever's listening now, you're sometimes receiving that information to deliver to somebody else.
Yes, they will absolutely say through somebody else all kinds of information. A good example of someone's going through something medically and you're unaware, but you might say to that person, I just went to the most amazing doctor who specializes in X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And that person might look at you and go, oh, I can't believe you just said that. I'm looking for a doctor that specializes in X, Y, and Z. And that type of guidance coming through for somebody else, please pay attention. Those are those moments when you're like, I can't believe you're talking about that. That's something that I was looking for. So there's this beautiful synchronicity. And it reminds us that we're all connected. Our guides want us to know that we're all connected, each and every single one of us. If you feel like you want to reach out to somebody and they are constantly on your mind, please reach out to them. There's a reason behind that. Their guides are asking you. There's something there that's going on that's saying, call so-and-so, tell them you're thinking of them. Maybe you have to give them some information or tell them about a dream that you had. Spirit loves to come in through dreams. Trust yourself to deliver that communication. However, always make sure that the person wants to receive it. That's really important.
So it is such a privilege for me to say that you have a book about this. So if somebody's listening, they're like, wow, I really think I might be channeling. Please, before you give anybody any information, go read Marianne DeMarco's book, The Medium Mentor. And this book will give you the step-by-step on how to amp up your mediumship and your channeling ability, and also be very mindful and respectful while you do it.
Very important. Thank you for saying that, because the book is about doing it for yourself and about doing it for others. And there's a responsibility behind that. Also for yourself, there's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You want to know how to manifest and hear these messages that are being given to you by spirit, and you want to know how to process it in the best form for yourself too.
Yes.
So honor that practice for yourself, because it's super beneficial.
There you go. So let me recap the steps. Get into the vibration through gratitude, through prayer, through breath, whatever that may be. Ask the guides of the highest truth, the guides of love, to deliver you whatever it is that you're trying to receive. Step three, listen and receive through journaling, through meditating, through exercising, through just dialoguing with yourself. Just let it out. Step four is to take action upon those messages that you receive. And step five is to chill out, let go, expect miracles, trust what is of the highest good for all, and stop trying to control the guides or the universe. So there we go. Those are our five steps to manifesting with our spirit guides. Marianne DeMarco, kicking butt. Woo-hoo. And for everybody listening, head over to deargabby.com/free meditations to get my two free manifesting meditations, which can really help you with step two and three of these methods. And we're coming out with our 21-day manifesting challenge. And for those of you who are ready to ramp up and do this challenge with me, use this guidance, use these steps, come back to this episode, and let yourself get really grounded with your ability to truly let go and allow your guides to show you where to go and what to do and how to attract what is of the highest good for all. Thank you, Marianne. I love you.
Thank you, Gabby. I love you so much. Thanks for having me.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.